Testing. We got our mics on. We got shit all over the place. Like usually, we are back for 2024. Oh,
it's gonna be so different this year.
Everything's changing.
Forget everything you know about 2023, because it's gonna be different this year.
What's different so far to you? 4 days in, 3 days in, three days in.
Is it the third?
What day is it?
It's the third right now.
When people don't know, like, what to talk about, they just go, what day is it? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the third.
I don't know.
I don't know if this is going to come out, but first of all, well, how was your New Year's back west?
Well, I spent New Year's.
Oh, fuck.
I was
that's right.
For New Year's.
How was Chrissy?
Christmas was good, but the weather back east wasn't that great. It was like, it wasn't very wintry. It wasn't very cold and snowy.
Yep.
But back here, it's cold here. It's 60 degrees in here.
Why is it so cold in here?
I don't know. I walked in. I was like, oh, shit. Like, it's brisk.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, I think there was something wrong. I just turned it off.
Did the landlord come in here and turn that shit down? That's weird.
Yeah, it's like an ice box.
It's hot and it's cold. It's this, it's that. Shout out to It's Hot and It's Cold. Shout out to Katy Perry, the original inventor of showing off big boobies. Yeah. But yeah, how was it? Everything go good?
Yeah.
Everything went swimmingly?
Nice little Christmas. How was you went to 40 Lods, right?
40, yep.
40L.
Yep, went down to Florida. Christmas, backy, it was a weird trip. I realized how big of pricks people in New York are. I had a lot of incidents. I had an incident at the Rangers game. This kid, and shout out to all the people in public, like, dude, Jesus, I didn't know we were such a hotbed in New York. In fucking MSG, people were like, I thought I was Justin Bieber. Rob, fucking take a picture of me. Rob, you're fat. Rob. I didn't say it, but I'm sitting in my seat, and this kid runs down the stairs, and he's like, bro, can I get a picture with you? I'm like, of course. Wait till the play stops. Like, I didn't say that, but I was like, one sec. So the play stops like 15 seconds later. I get up, and these two Nimrods on the end seats, they were both wearing like black top hats, like not the Jewish ones, but just like weird. They look like private investigators. And they just start chirping me right away. You even watching the game? You even watching the game? You're going to wait till the play stopped? I go, the play is stopped.
You fucking idiot.
And this kid is standing there, like witnessing the whole thing. I go, you fucking douchebag. And I was probably like four. I started drinking tequila heavily.
Oh, that'll do it.
Nothing else besides tequila soda with a splash of Sprite. I can't even say that. My teeth are so... Tequila soda with a splash of Sprite? It's like the worst thing.
That's the worst thing.
For me to order.
For the list. So many S's.
But yeah, dude, I just started saying, you fucking jackass prick. I said, like every name in the book came out. And I said, this young fella right here asked me for a picture. I'm not going to be rude to him. I'm going to go take a picture. And by the way, the play is stopped. So the kid was really nice. He's like, buy all you guys' merch. Like, yada, yada, yada. Take a picture. I'm walking back to my seat. And then I said it again. I go, the play was stopped, you prick. I said, are these even your seats? I haven't seen you guys here. And I started just lying. I go, this whole row is mine. This whole fucking row. How are you guys even fucking here?
I love that.
And they shut up. They actually, I think I got them.
You cooked their ass?
I didn't. Yeah, I got their ass. Because they weren't there, or at least I didn't see them. And then at the end of the game, I asked the security guard, I go, were these two guys here the whole time? They were at the end of the row? And she said yes. And then she goes, I don't know about the guy on the left. And then she goes, the one on the right is a dickhead. Told me that. So obviously they're ticket holders, whatever.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, he is. And that was my first incident. I've never done that in my life. And I did it because they're old and frail. They're not going to hit me, like, if it was a younger guy.
How old are they?
Old. Like, above 60.
They were chirping when...
Oh, right away. Right away. I say, excuse me.
Huge ego to be chirping when you're that old. Like, you are so killable. It's crazy.
But also, I didn't get up all game. I got up at the intermission, and that was it. I'm not a getter-upper. I don't get up like that.
Yeah, I only get up to pee.
They had to move later, too, because a different kid brought me a beer, and then the seat next to me was open. And I go, just sit with us. Who cares? So shout out to that kid. And then the second incident, I was taking a bus out of New York to Long Island. Bro, I was showing my brother a video, and you're not supposed to be on the phone on the bus. And
why not?
You're just not. It's like, it's one of these buses that's like, it's like $40 a ticket. It's not like a public bus.
Oh.
But, so, yeah, I take that when I leave the city. Or I just get, sometimes I get a, like an Uber, but it's just too much sometimes. And I thought it was like 15 seconds I was playing the volume. It was so quiet, I could barely hear it. And my brother, obviously not sticking up to me, said it, sticking up for me, said it was like more of 30 seconds. Lady diagonal in front of me whips her head around and she's like, can you turn that off?
Holy shit.
And I was like, man, I am so happy to be back in New York. Everyone's a fucking dick.
People are so aggressive.
It's not a stereotype, dude. It's,
no, it's not.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, people, it's such a different, it's so, it must be so different than like out here.
Two times in like 12 hours. And I told her, I go, oh, that's really bothering you?
You gotta that's the problem is you gotta feed them back because it's not like it's real life where like social media you can kind of run your mouth and not really get any consequences, but like you talking back to those old people, like that's what you gotta start giving people their shit back.
This is the first year where I actually felt comfortable like just being an asshole back. I had enough.
Yeah.
I had enough.
I feel like you get to that age eventually.
Yeah, well, I'm there because I am giving it back to these people, these two hooligans on the end seat, these two, I don't even know what to call them.
I can't believe they were old.
Very old.
Chirping.
Dude, both coming at me. And like, obviously with the tequila in my system, I feel like I'm getting attacked by, I feel like I'm Pearl Harbor, like I'm the land in Hawaii. Yeah.
You're the SS Arizona.
Yeah, and there's just bombs and the Japanese people are just bombing me left and right. Yeah. And it wasn't a Japanese person, but I was like, if you're drunk and someone insults you, it almost feels like there's a whole group of people yelling at you.
Yeah, everything multiplies.
It's like you hear echoes.
Yeah.
And I already don't have like the best temperament. So right away, I was like, you douchebag pricks. By the way, the game was stopped. I let it all out. I was like, are you fucking blind? Like, you're so fucking old. I went off, dude. Even when I was in my seat, too.
Yeah,
like I went back and I looked at the guy and I go, you gonna be a prick?
That's the best one. The best is when like you don't let it diffuse. Like you keep kind of peppering it a little bit.
He didn't say anything back. I made sure that's the most important thing in relationships and arguments. Get the last word.
You got to get the last word.
Got to get it in. So yeah, home was really good. And then I went to Florida. I wasn't ready to leave Florida, to be honest with you. I actually had to leave early. But then I don't know if we're going to make this whole podcast about fucking me, but I got delayed on the tarmac for like 2.5 hours, and it was just a light was out. It was on American. A light was out. I already bought the Wi-Fi. I'm like ready to go. Then we had to deplane.
Because of the light?
Yeah.
Where was the light?
I don't know. But we had to deplane. So that we had to deplane, and I was flying out of Miami because Fort Lauderdale, like they didn't have the good flights. You have to walk so far in Miami Airport. I get to that gate, it's fucking delayed. So they're like, oh, we're just delayed again or something with the baggage. I'm like, all right. Finally get on this fucking plane like an hour later. We get on the plane. The pilot timed out because they can only work a certain amount of time. So he couldn't be the first officer of our plane because he wouldn't make it to Arizona without timing out. So he had to leave. And we had to wait for a new pilot.
That's insane.
So we got delayed again.
Waiting for a new pilot. It shouldn't be like, that's insane that you can just get timed out in the middle of the air. It should be like football where like the clock can run out, but you can still keep going.
Yeah.
But like, that's insane that you have to like plan ahead.
I don't know when the timeout starts and stops. Yeah. I was going to Google it and I forgot. I was just so mad. And then, but yeah, we had to wait for a new whatever first officer is. Whatever.
If it times out in the middle of the air, I wonder if they legally can't fly the plane anymore. Just to let it crash.
He has to get a parachute and jump out.
He has to jump. He has to get off the plane, or else he gets arrested.
That would be really funny. But it was kind of funny to see all the disgruntled people. People are like, I have a connection to San Francisco. Like half the plane was going to San Francisco, and the guy at the gate. It was so funny. It's funny because guys work at airports, like, he knows what happened. Like, we switched gates, so he knows there's a bunch of angry people about him.
Yeah.
He was like, like this. Like, he had his hand on his face, and everyone was like, I have work tomorrow. I'm going to miss my flight to San Francisco. And he just had to keep repeating, like, I'm really sorry to hear that. Maybe they'll have other options in Phoenix for you. Yeah. And they're like, I already looked it up. And he's like, all right. Like, he's just deflecting people.
That is by far, like, I don't know what would convince you to take that job.
Oh, my God.
Customer service alone is a brutal job. I can't imagine. And most customer service, you're on the phone, so it's not like, you know, people screaming in your face. But an airport customer service is like the angriest you can physically get, and people right in your face.
And
like,
he knows it's coming.
And you know it's coming. And there's nothing you can do about it. Like, you don't have any pull, but you got to take a shit. You got to take the shit for Mr. American Airlines, yeah, because his shit's fucked up. Like, it's, I can't believe it. I see jobs sometimes where I'm like, why would you pick that job?
Yeah.
There's other jobs where you pay like the same, but like less shit.
Bro, like, go load the baggage up or go wave those things. Like, don't, because you know there was a gate change. So you know there's about to be a ton of people from D40 all the way to D17. And you know they're coming. I actually got there first.
You can just hear their bags rolling on the ground.
Yeah.
The mob is on the way.
Dude, he was like, ugh. Like, he knew. It was like fighting McGregor in 2015. Like, no matter how good you are, there was no stopping him.
Yeah, you,
like,
don't stand a chance.
Once you got locked in that cage with McGregor, like, it was a mental game, and you were done. So I feel bad for him, but yeah, man, just fucking airports are just they're crazy now. They're crazier than ever. They're you know, we talk about airports a lot, but yeah, I guess it was a good trip home. It was really not stressful at all. Actually, it was probably my most stressful trip ever.
Really?
Yeah, which is so happy why I'm a cold plunger now.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I've never done that before.
I can't stop cold plunging! I can't stop! It's so sick. Have you ever done it?
No.
Dude, you have to do it.
I bet it feels amazing.
Oh, my God, dude.
But your peen shrivels up.
Yeah. Speaking of penis shriveling up, oh, we don't have an ad for them yet. It starts next week, but I know a lot of our listeners don't have sex, but
probably don't.
Joy Mode is sponsoring us. I didn't even know this until Andy said it 13 minutes ago. It's like a pre-workout for fucking. Could you imagine putting this in a blender bottle and just like shaking it up right by the bed
with the ball in it?
Yeah, and she's like, "What's that?" So it supports healthy blood flow. Actually, I don't want to read this yet because we don't have the code activated. So don't buy anything from this website until next week.
Until you get the code.
Yeah, but yeah, dude, it's like pre workout for your dick.
That's crazy.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I take that back. Some of our users are fucking. Have you peeked at the chat yet on Patreon?
No, not in a bit.
Oh, dude. Patreon.com, new episode every week. Andy does his picks of the week on Saturday. It's just extra content. I got to do better doing extra content on there. I've been fucking slacking. I still didn't redo the grilled cheese video. But anyway, we have a chat. It's like a Discord or like a Reddit on our Patreon. So that also comes in. It's like fucking active. Like, Ruben met up with a chick.
No way.
That's a Gina. Yeah, dude. We're matchmaking.
Fucking now, right.
I don't want to say, I don't know if they're friends. I don't know if they are getting it on. But in the chat, this chick was like, had to meet up with Ruben. And they're both Geners. They're both Patreon members. And they're like dead ass, like meeting up.
That's fucking sick.
So dope.
In that chat too. That's such an awesome medium to meet someone.
It's a wild chat. Sometimes I look at it, I'm just like, gee, like, what have we done?
Like an Oppenheimer moment.
There's a lot of like people that are actually like very far right Republicans
on that chat or in real like.
I can't tell. So they act like that. All they talk about is liberals.
It is the libs.
I'm like, is this our audience or are they kidding?
I can't tell. I can't tell anymore at all. I've noticed that like shit's getting pretty off the rails. Like at least on my feed on like social media, like just everything's crazy. Like drunk driving jokes are at an all time high.
Oh, they're nuts. Yeah, guys are we don't stand for that. Like, it's not good. You shouldn't do that.
You should not drink and drive.
But a lot of our audience is. They're doing crazy things. They're playing lacrosse. They're drunk driving. They're meeting up with each other, which is sick. I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, what was I saying right before talking? I said something about boners or something, and then that brought me to joy mode.
You're talking about the Patreon chat? Or
no? Oh, I was talking about cold plunging!
I love that.
I love it!
That little offer from next to us and be like, what the fuck is going on over there?
I can't stop cold plunging!
Wait, what is it? What does it do? What's like the purpose of it?
Dude, I don't even know.
I always see people jumping into cold water. I'm like, okay, but like, what's this do?
Where's my phone? Oh, fuck. Is it over there? Dude, I can't stop. I don't want to be one of those people that are like, dude, it vitalizes your butt. Just Google it because
cold plunging.
Okay, so I went to this cold plunge place. And first of all, I have to rant about this coffee in a second. But can you look it up? It's
I'm trying to see like what it does.
I went to this place and it was like in a garage. Like it was as cold plunge guys get. It was a garage door and it had a flag over it and said like fucking recovery room.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, what the fuck's going on? So then they had a sauna and they had a cold plunge and it had like all these like essential oils in there. Like I felt like I was about to get jerked off by this guy, but it had all these cool lights. And so you do the sauna and then you go plunge and then
you get all hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But after you plunge, you're not supposed to go back sauna again. You're not supposed to take a hot shower. You're supposed to stay cold and let your body like warm up and like get you cold. Because I guess that's what like burns calories or some shit. I don't fucking know. Do you have the benefits?
It says enhances mood and focus, reduces inflammation and body soreness, improve recovery, physical performance, improve immune system, resilience and stress management, and accelerated metabolism and improved cold tolerance.
So just everything.
Yeah. So just being in cold water.
Yeah, so I took a picture of it, and I said, let me see what all this horse shit is about. And, like, I got a lot of feedback. Like, people were like, you got to do it. Like, people were, like, excited.
I want to try it.
You should. There's places around here. We should do that and videotape it.
That'd be pretty good.
What the fuck? There's some guy on a balcony over there. I've never seen. I didn't even know you could walk on that. Or he might be on the roof. He has a gun.
somebody get out!
Yeah, I lost my train of thought because there's a guy over there. I think he's on the roof.
He's on the roof.
He's shooting people.
We just keep recording right through it.
Yeah. So there's two tubs. It was 50 sitting. Who the fuck cares about this story? But I guess like this is our job. There was a 55-degree tub and a 44-degree tub. Now, the average idiot is probably like, that's not that much. That's a lot. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking, you know, 11 degrees, whatever the fuck. People on my Instagram are like, you got to do the 44 one. You got to do 44 one. Like, you got to go try to do it for like a minute at least. So I went in the 56 one. It was all right. I spent like a minute and a half in there. It was cold. It was really cold. And you got to go low so this stupid thing in your neck is covered. Like, there's a vein in your neck or something.
Like the thyroid or some shit.
Some shit. And you have to go. You can't just go shoulders. You got to like cover some of your neck. And I did that. I'm like, all right, that wasn't that bad. But then I did the 44 one. That was the real deal. That was the big boy. I started going, like, it feels like someone's sitting on your chest.
Really?
What, yeah.
You don't go under?
Head? No.
I would love to go under.
I don't know if you're supposed to or not, but you're supposed to just do the neck thing. But I made 3 minutes in there. And then all the cold plunge boys on my Instagram comments were like, 3 minutes is good, dude. Keep it up. Like, that's solid. So I guess, like, it's not. The further you go, the better, I don't think. But like 1 to 3 minutes is good. And that's it. Then you're done. That's it.
Do you do it? Interesting. I've never done it before, but I mean, I want to see how I can handle that kind of that water temp.
Yeah, I was just so angry from my trip back home that I didn't like ease my way in. I just said, I'm just getting in this tub. Like, this tub has nothing on the guy that was yelling at me in the game, the old bitch on the bus that was yelling at me. I'm dominating this tub, so I just got ready. I feel like you're like that too. Like, you just get in. Like,
yeah, I think you just gotta. I think you do it like a band-aid. You just gotta get in there. You can't.
Yeah. It is wild though, because you start going like, like you gotta control your breathing, and everyone's like, "Think about your breathing." And I'm like, "How, bro? Like, I'm just cold." Like,
yeah. And then the jacket on.
More cold tub content. If you're in there, and I realized like my fists were like clenched, and then if you unclench your fist, you get even colder. I don't know the science behind that.
It's like maybe it's just like body heat, like, you know, like,
just any movement.
Because like if you're like cold, like when you shiver, you like put your arms together, it makes you warmer. So maybe it's just that.
Yeah, it's wild, dude. But I will say, I felt great after. I'm never gonna stop.
You should do a cold plunge every day.
I mean, I honestly would do it a lot if those douchebags didn't charge so much money.
How much is it?
These assholes. It was like $129 for the hour, but you get to like bounce or like they add other shit to make it seem like it's worth it. Bro, buddy, this is just a cold tub.
Yeah, I was gonna say like cold water exists for free.
Yeah, so I guess they were saying like how, oh, it's clean water, we filter it out. All right, dude. How would I supposed to know that?
Yeah.
Actually, when I first got in, it was so cold, I thought I was gonna pee. And I had to like really hold on because I was like, I don't want to do that, bro. Like other people are gonna get in here.
Yeah. It would make it super warm. Or when actually probably wouldn't
ruin it.
Yeah.
What if he looked at the tub temperature and just like slowly started going up?
Started to get to like 60s.
He's like, dude, you pissing in my tub?
You're pooping in there?
Yeah, they watch you the whole time. No, I'm just kidding. They don't.
Do you go in naked?
I didn't, but I don't know if you're supposed to. I didn't because I did it with my mom, so.
In the tub?
She did it naked.
Get in the tub with someone else?
Yeah, that would be... I mean,
that's interesting.
It was a weird thing to do with, like, your mom, but she was, like, all the way covered up, and I was, like, covered up. It was just, like, being at the beach or something.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about it. Now I'm making it seem weird.
I wonder how I would fare. They're releasing the... they're dropping that Epstein list, like, today.
Is that going out?
Some of the names, I think, are coming out today.
Good thing. We should do a special Epstein episode over the weekend, this weekend.
Yeah, Epstein Corner.
Yeah, the Epstein... And then just go through, like, what you think each... Because someone's going to be on there that just... it was a total accident. Like... They invited me to a party.
The guy that delivers like coal there.
Yeah.
For like the grills.
Aaron Rodgers was saying like Jimmy Kimmel's going to be on it. And then Jimmy Kimmel was like, got really heated.
Calling someone out and saying that he's probably a child molester is pretty crazy though. That is
He must have some inside information or whether just, it's right or wrong.
Yeah. Or he just spends too much time on the internet like a lot of people.
Yeah. Or he just hates Kimmel.
Which is totally fine because Kimmel's not that funny. But
like, isn't he still like promoting masks or something? Like Kimmel? Like isn't I don't know how, where he leans. Well, I kind of do know where he leans.
Yeah, he's in Hollywood, so.
Yeah, he definitely likes. Well, I'm not going to say that. I don't know the guy.
Because then Kimmel's going to call us out. Yeah. Like he called out Aaron Rodgers.
The Wet Jeans podcast. They said I like kids.
They said I like pedos. I was going to say if anyone has a gripe with us, it's probably Rob Dyrdek. Who has an argument and be like, you guys got to stop saying I'm a child molester.
Yeah, you guys need to stop. I'm not a child molester. I'm just gay.
It's
completely different.
Kevin Spacey also had an interview with Tucker Carlson. That's crazy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he had an interview with Tucker Carlson.
Why would he accept that?
I think it was on Kevin Spacey's YouTube. Like, I think he had Carlson on.
Oh, that's weird. Spacey is like not one. It's hard to decipher who really did shit and who didn't because everyone basically got accused of so much shit. But I think he was one of the real ones that actually, or no, he didn't go to jail.
No, because it was in England, which like in England, it's kind of hard. It's much harder to prove those cases than it is here.
I wonder why that is. Where's my fucking phone, dude? Who cares? But, yeah, that list is going to be cool, dude. I can't wait to see it.
I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't think it just determines that you're a pedo. Like, it could just be people that were going there. But I'm curious if there's going to be any like crazy names. But I want there to be, but I doubt
there's going to be. You don't think so?
I just feel like nothing's as exciting as they make it seem like in real life. Like I want this list to come out and it be like the craziest names you've ever heard. People that are admired like greatly in like sports and like I want to be like crazy people, but I feel like it's just gonna be like these like S&P 500 people.
Yeah, like lawyers.
Yeah,
like Alan Dershowitz's ass. Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, that just sounds like a name that's gonna be on there. Like Johnson and Weinstein.
Yeah, I wonder. I bet you there's gonna be some curveballs on that list. I bet you like Shaq's gonna be on it.
That'd be funny if Shaq was on it.
That would be crazy, dude. I hope not. But like you said, Shaq. It doesn't necessarily mean you were doing that. Obviously, the internet is going to take it and go with it. Like, everyone on the list is a child trafficker because that's the internet.
Yeah.
But there are going to be people that are caught in the crossfire that was like, hold on a minute. I was in Key Biscayne and Epstein said we're having a party. So I took a ferry down there.
Yeah.
And we just had white wine and a shrimp cocktail and I left.
I left before any of the crazy shit started happening.
Yeah.
I left before
all of that. All that.
Yeah.
I bet you, who's like a clean cut like athlete like Ja Morant? I bet who's like a perfect athlete like Henrik Lundqvist.
What if it was like Tim Tebow?
If Tim Tebow is on that list, that would be awesome.
That would be
so cool.
Yeah, it would be because he's so like religious. It would throw like a huge like wrench in a lot of things.
Oh yeah, what if like Tony Hawk's on it?
That would be crazy.
I would be pretty mad. I'd be like, dude,
I can't play these games anymore. These underground games.
You ever see the video about how much money he made off those games?
No.
He got kind of screwed. So I guess he went to a lunch, whatever, and the guy at Activision or whatever slid him a check for $4 million, like his annual royalty. And he was like, holy shit, like I thought this was only going to be $1 million, $4 million. But then when you Google how much the game has sold, billions.
Yeah.
So it's like, just the big man fucking the small man over.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, I'm excited for this list to come out. I think it's funny that it's like they should have a TV show, like a reveal for it.
They should do like the lottery, like when there's a ball, like your name's in a little thing, and like that with the thing with the balls that you turn around and it goes.
Yeah.
Or you pull one out and he goes fucking Lady Gaga, and everybody goes.
I wonder if she would go there. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But what if? They should do, like, a list, and they should make it whoever went the most be, like, number one.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, reading.
Do it reverse chronological, so it's more build-up.
Yeah, like, we have Jay-Z at three times at Epstein's list. And then
Bill Clinton makes it number two spot.
Oh, Bill Clinton. You know that guy loves a good rub.
He definitely had, like, he was probably going there so much he had his own fob.
Yeah, like, just the way he walks, you could tell, like, he gets a lot of rim jobs.
Yeah.
That's a guy who likes to come
via the rim. Rim jobs are pretty crazy. To get one, I think, is pretty crazy. I just wouldn't know what to do like while it's happening.
I'll just
be laying there.
I have a lot of discrepancies with the, I think a rim job depends on the position you get it in. Like if you're getting a rimmy and you're in doggy on like all fours, like you, I don't want to say it's gay.
All fours is a little insane. I couldn't.
Guys definitely do that.
I couldn't get my ass eaten on all fours because my right knee has that big bump on it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I can see it from here.
Yeah, like, look at this thing. It's.
Oh, what is that? A bursitis? What is that?
It's just like cartilage buildup.
What do you do for that?
You can get it removed, but like.
That thing is pointy. You can ring a doorbell with that.
I know. It's gross. It doesn't hurt anymore. It used to hurt all the time.
So how do you. Everyone knows you're like a pavement warrior. How do you run with that fucking thing?
I don't know.
It doesn't do anything?
It doesn't hurt anymore. I remember it first started hurting when I was playing Milford, New Hampshire in a soccer game. I was playing against a kid named Alfredo. And then it started growing and it hurt for like 3 years. And then I just.
Damn,
then it just stopped.
Dude. I got this one. See that?
Oh, yeah. You got a little protrude.
See that little bump? You could tell. This one. This is like that sack. You can get it drained. Can you get that drained, or do you have to get it chopped off?
I think you get it chopped off, because I don't know what cartilage is really made out of.
What if you went to get that surgery, and they like somehow like took your penis off?
We thought you meant to reserve your penis.
We thought it was a trans.
We went to remove it. I thought it was a sex change.
Dude, look at the size of this coffee. I ordered a medium.
That's a gallon.
Yeah, I ordered a medium today, and they gave me the large, but then they charged me for a meaty. I was so mad in my car. This should be illegal.
Yeah.
This is. Look at how much. Like, I don't think.
It's like a charge.
Can you zoom in on this? That is so much liquid. Nobody needs this.
No.
Nobody needs. I don't care if you're. I don't care if you're fat. This is 2 pounds of coffee.
Do you think that the government should I'm a big freedom guy, but do you think we're getting to a point where the government should step in and be like. Where you can't serve sizes this big?
They don't. Well, they want. It's the size of my head.
That is pretty crazy.
It's not doing it justice because of how thick it is.
That's
it's
a gallon.
So big.
Yeah.
It is so big. It makes me mad. It really does.
Wait, would you? Is that a medium or a large?
I ordered a medium, but I'm assuming this that's is gotta a large. Be a,
yeah, that's a large.
And I've been drinking this since 7 in the morning, and I'm only down, down here.
And that's still like a full coffee.
Dude, it's just insane. AJ's was insane. Just, dude, old people. We always talk about old people, but yeah, I don't think the government would, yeah, maybe they should step in. I mean, nobody needs this.
Yeah, do you think the government should be like, all right, like, you, Wendy's, you can't serve Frosties that are 24 ounces.
If you get a, like, if you order 24 ounces worth of Wendy's, like, you, a fraud, like, you have to just end your life.
Yeah.
Like, or, that's just, there's something wrong.
There's a,
kill yourself and go try a different dimension.
Yeah, try a parallel universe.
Yeah. Do we have the Manscaped one over there? We could kind of do it off the top of our head, but this episode brought to you by Manscaped. Use code WETJEANS for 20% off. They just renewed us. So obviously you guys keep buying them. We'll keep saying the ads. We'll keep the lights on in here.
We'll keep the light on for you.
But yeah, they have everything you need. I got to order some new shit from there or to give us so we can say, hey, use this, use that. But like, we started with Manscaped, and they basically just had the trimmer, the rimmer.
Yeah.
And now they just have anything male grooming, manscaped.com.
So much work you gotta do.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. I actually have my beard out right now just because I've been so fucking lazy, but.
Yeah, shaving sucks ass.
Yeah, it does. It's annoying. It's like, then it gets in your sink.
Yeah, like, do you shower in the sink or the shower? Or, I'm sorry, Jesus Christ. Do you shave in the shower or the sink?
I shave my pubes in the sink and my face in the shower.
Pubes in the sink, face in the shower.
Yeah, I squat over the sink in the kitchen.
You stand up like over the thing and just let it rain down.
Yeah. No, I do the face in the mirror so I can see.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I feel like people, how do people shave in the shower? I know some people do that, but like, how are you seeing where you're shaving?
Maybe they have a mirror.
But wouldn't that fog up from the condensation?
Yeah, I guess.
Because I feel like in like movies and commercials, shit, they're always shout, and they're shaving in their shout. I feel like that's like a thing that hasn't been figured out yet. Because it's like there's no like best way to do it. Because if you shower in your shaving your sink, all the hair just gets in there and it like clogs up. There needs to be like a thing. There needs to be a better way to shave. I think
it's crazy. How did guys shave when there wasn't mirrors yet?
It was probably so nice. No one cared about what they looked like.
Just have all this like jagged like fur all over you.
Yeah, people probably had like toothpaste in their beard and shit, and no one probably thought anything of it because back before mirrors, you didn't see yourself, so no one probably cared what you looked like. That's why probably people were so ugly back then.
Yeah, are people getting hotter?
I think so.
You think? Like naturally?
Yeah, like
AI like, doesn't count.
If Dua Lipa went back to if you put Dua Lipa in a time machine and sent her back to the 1800s. Everyone's head would literally explode like a balloon.
I bet you they'd kill her.
They'd probably think she's a witch.
100%.
They'd be like,
she's too hot.
Yeah, they'd be like, what kind of, like, they think she's a different species, but like, this body's, we've never seen this body before.
Yeah, Dua Lipa is one of those ones where you look at her and you're just like,
God, spend some extra time on you.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if people are getting,
I don't know.
Because back in the day,
people are getting fatter.
That's the thing. Like people are getting fatter these days, so I'm not sure if they're getting better looking. I think we're getting. I think we're maybe probably getting uglier.
I feel like lesbians are getting fatter.
Lesbians are getting fatter.
It's just something I noticed recently.
Yeah,
I was. Never mind. Yeah,
the lesbian community.
I don't know. Do we have any lesbian listeners? Can you hit us up? I would love to have one on.
I did a shout out for a non-binary listener over Christmas. Like a birthday shout out.
Non-binary. What does that mean? They don't like go to school anymore?
They don't identify with a specific gen.
Why did you know that though?
The friend told me. He's like, hey, can you do a shout out? And by the way, it's they're the only non-binary listener.
Is it a guy or a girl?
What do you want?
No, like biologically. Like, I'm not trying to offend the.
I didn't see what the person.
Oh, you don't know what they look like?
No.
Okay.
I thought you were trying to corner me there.
No.
No, no, no.
I was asking. No, I don't want the Blue Hair Brigade to get mad at me. I want to know. So how did you do the birthday shout out?
I mean, I didn't focus, but that's just what I was told. I didn't do it any differently, but I just thought it was a funny thing that a friend told me.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I just
because it's just like a funny thing to say to me. Because I love when people say like I'm your only blank listener, like your only Asian listener. I don't know why that's so funny.
It is funny. Oh, did they say you're only non-binary listener?
I think so.
I think we have like a good amount of people that listen to this, like from all walks of life. Like I know definitely, like I've seen pronoun people, like their bios have their pronouns in it.
Yeah,
which. I really want to have a pronoun person on because I want to, if I look like me, and I'm past the point where I give a fuck if people get mad at me for this, because I'm being genuine. If I look like me, wouldn't you already know to refer to me as a he or a him? So why would I need to specify that? Unless you don't.
Yeah, I think it's just fair if you don't.
So why do people have the pronouns if they already look like?
Oh,
they
like someone that's just like a normal, like,
yes,
like
normie,
straight white man, like having. Yeah, I don't know. I think you would only need to put it in. I think. Yeah, I think I see what you're saying. I feel like you only need to put it in if it's different than what people would expect.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I guess then there's the argument. Well, how would you know anyway?
Yeah, I think it's a slippery slope.
And then my argument is I have too much credit card debt to even think about what is going on. Like,
yeah, I can't focus on my gender because I'm in crippling debt.
Like, did you see the guy at Delta, how he handled that dude or that chick? The Delta video?
No.
The guy goes, "You misgendered me," or the girl. And the man at the counter goes, "Listen, if you want to take that," he goes, "I didn't mean to do that. If you want to take that personal, that's on you." And they're like, "See, you just misgendered me again." And the guy was like, "Bro, I do not have time. Like, I will call the whatever it's called and have you escorted out of the airport." And he handled it really well. It was just somebody looking for attention. But it was a really good video because it just like, the guy's like, "I obviously am not intentionally trying to offend you." That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure statistically there's people that can listen to what I just said and they think like I'm like offending them. I'm not. I'm genuinely asking.
Yeah, I think it's just so people.
As a cold plunger, I'm asking.
Cold plunge survivor.
Well, as a cold plunge, yeah, I'm genuinely asking. But anyway, I did a birthday shout out too. I did one, I was at a restaurant. I don't know what binary they were, but it was a chick. They were actually in Florida, too.
Well, you can't trust Florida girls.
Florida women are crazy.
More dangerous than AR-15s.
My cousin just had a baby. I just visited it, and I looked at her, and I go, "You know you have a Florida baby now, right?"
That's fucked up.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, shit.
If I ever have a kid, I'm going to move to, like, Nebraska and raise a Nebraska baby, like a real man."
Be out there just
husky cone.
Scooping manure.
Yeah, scooping manure.
And drinking raw milk.
Drinking milk straight out of the udder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to have a dumbass Arizona baby, that's for sure.
No, that you got to
dumbass.
Really, you got to really make sure, like, where your kid grows up is, like, a big deal. Because your kid isn't really a product of you. It's more of a product of, like, who's at school. Because, like, parents don't really see their kids as much as like their teachers do.
No. That's why I don't want to have a dumbass Arizona baby.
Yeah, because he's going to go to like the ranked like 40th state public school in the country.
Dumbass state. Dumbass people.
I know I'm not going to go. I know I'm not sending my kid to public school if I have a kid because I remember specifically when I was in sixth grade, our teacher asked us what the capital of Russia was one time, and a kid in my class said Texas. and I remember, this is a very early memory for me. I was like, okay, well, this is public school. And it was a good public school. Like, for public school standards, it was a good school.
Mm.
But when people start thinking Texas is in Russia, obviously you start, you know, you got to send your kid to private school.
Yeah. I mean, that's the type of kid that's going to end up in juvie.
Except the only thing about private school is that I feel like it hinders drip because you wear you wear uniforms every day. So my kid's not going to be choosing his fits. So by the time he gets to college, he's going to have absolutely no drip.
Yeah, he's going to be wearing like Dockers.
Yeah, he's going to wear Dockers and a white polo.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. You got to know how to at least he's going to be wearing like scrunched up fucking Dockers. I don't even know.
Uniforms is the uniforms for kids is like the craziest shit. Why do they have to all look the same to you? Like, so they're your little soldiers? Like, why, what's the point? What's the actual point of school uniforms?
Power and control.
Just to hinder creativity.
Yeah, that's weird. Is there private schools that don't have uniforms mandatory? I wonder if that's a thing.
Is a boarding school technically private? Because boarding school.
Yeah,
actually,
I think
boarding
so.
Schools make you wear. Because I remember in Harry Potter, they all wore the same shit.
Boarding school? I thought we were just going to snowboard all day.
I mean, what's the deal with boarding school? What are you, boarding? What are you, snowboarding all
day? Would you ever send your kid, money aside, would you ever send your kid away to boarding school?
That'd be preferred. if for him to not be around me as much as possible would be ideal. I don't want to raise my kid. I want someone else to do it. And then like when he's like, when the final product, when he's like 18 and he's prepared, he's a man or she's a woman or whatever.
Or neither.
Then I'll be like, okay, now you can be my son.
But you're not going to know what you're going to get then. You're going to be like what would I cook up? What is he like?
That's true. But I just know that I don't think I would raise a good kid. Because then he'll like see me be lazy as fuck. And then I'll just be like, that's why I don't get how some of these people are having kids. Because like you're lazy and you're not even a good person and you're having a kid. That's just, it's just exponential.
Yeah. You know what? That just reminded me of, I saw another divorce.
Really?
Somebody our age.
That's crazy.
Another one. They're going down like flies.
I love it.
All these fucking assholes getting married when they're 24, 25. They're going down like flies. They're going down like.
Going down like water. Like,
going down like anyone who's ever entered Bill Clinton's office. You're going down.
You're going down.
Yeah. I would be worried that my kid in boarding school, I would be worried about what they're up to.
Yeah. Like, I just dread the call, Mr. Champagne. Your kid came into school with an AR today.
Oh, what did he do with it?
And it was on safety, and it was just show and tell, and gave an A+. And it was the best product you've ever seen. And then he killed everybody.
No!
No, 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 no!
Bro, if your kid did a school shooting, like that would for sure like make you lose some sleep.
Yeah, I'd be like, you fucking idiot. Now I have
I look bad.
Yeah, now you're making me look bad. I have to move now, obviously.
I have to change my name.
I don't get people that don't move out of like their place when something happens. Like you got to move.
Oh, you have to move. You have to move out of the country.
Yeah.
You have to change your name to like Joe Jingleheinder Schmidt and work in like a marble factory in the Bahamas just cutting up marble for rich people's kitchens.
Yeah,
like
just
that's it.
Just
you're
countertops.
Done. Just making countertops in a warehouse with a mask on because the fumes. That's it. You're done.
Yeah. Granite wouldn't even like exist without the invention of countertops when you really think about it.
Yeah, because what else do you use granite for?
Like what?
The granite state.
The granite state. Shout out New Hampshire. I have my conspiracy theory, by the way, is that I think planes were invented just to sell pretzels.
Please elaborate. And
because just to sell pretzels and ginger ale. Because the only time you use pretzels and ginger ale are when you're on a plane. Other than that, you almost. I mean, people eat pretzels.
I eat pretzels. I'm not gonna lie.
No, pretzels are good. I eat pretzels too. But if you look at the numbers, pretzels, they sell
the numbers.
So without planes, their numbers, pretzel numbers would be down a ton. Like they sell pretzel. Think about all the planes and companies they sell pretzel companies sell to.
Yeah,
it's a completely new industry that you're only selling, and like there's no other chip or snack that has the monopoly on the plane industry like pretzels do.
Yeah, I wonder how they settled on pretzel.
Like is there a science behind is a pretzel the most flight friendly snack?
It's got to be because you can't have like Cheetos.
Yeah, because all the debris,
cheese dust will be everywhere.
Yeah, so they probably had a group of like scientists and chemists and like, okay, well we need a snack that doesn't leave shit on your fingers because we have to clean these planes. Something that's probably not like too sugary.
Mm.
It's got carbs. Mm. So it's like nice. It's nice. It'll fill you up. Snack. So I think that's like it. Probably is the most plain friendly snack.
Yeah, and something without like cheese for all the pussies that are what's it called, intolerant.
You like when they don't tolerate any lackey.
Lactose intolerant. That's all in your head. I don't care. Do one cold plunge. I guarantee you, you'll cure that.
I have a feeling that a cold plunge could probably cure like most shit. Like if I was feeling like super depressed, I feel like I could just hop in a pool, like cold pool.
I'm telling you right now, dude. I thought it was a bunch of horse shit, and I will never stop.
We should get cold plunges tubs in here and do a full episode.
We actually should.
Actually, wouldn't be able to do it because you're only sitting there for like 3 minutes, right?
3 minute pod.
Talk really fast, get all the information, and then we do it in an hour, but in 3 minutes. What do they call it? Child trafficking. What are they in the road?
Yeah. So I. What were you saying before this?
Plunge.
No pretzels. Pretzels.
Pretzels.
Yeah, pretzels is a good one. But, I mean, yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it. I mean,
like, I wonder. I have a feeling if you connected the Wright brothers to like the pretzel industry, it'd be like there's something there. I think that's what the reason
he had stock in that.
Yeah, like I feel like planes were invented to push pretzels on us.
Yeah, and it's always like those little like Southwest has like Southwest branded bags.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy actually.
So are they making their own pretzels at Southwest?
Yeah, like the pilots are up front baking the pretzels in the cockpit.
It's interesting in first class. They're like waitresses. Like people have full meals and desserts and everything. Like they have to. What if you sent your food back? Like if you got a short rib in first class and you sent it back,
I want to cook differently. Like there's a chef there.
Oh, that would be so fucking funny. But yeah, I was just about to say something about. Oh, dude, I had the craziest Uber driver in Florida too. He might be listening to this because I told him I do a podcast. But he was telling me how cold plunge will heal everything. He was telling me how, like, you can learn how to control your gut. Like, you know how you control your brain? I'm like, all right, I'm going to look to the right, look to the left. He was saying, like, and then he pulled out all these wires. This is a true story. And he's like, I have these wires, and it hooks up to my stomach and my heart, like, on the outside. And then he pulls up this app, and, like, he's, like, training himself to listen to his gut, and the app would tell him, like, if he was right. And I was just like, please drop me off. And
can I get out here?
He had to stop for gas, too. So
that's crazy.
We had to get off the highway. And I'm like, well, how much do you have left? And he's like, well, I can't see because my windshield wiper fluid is low. And it stuck on that.
What the fuck?
So he's like, I know my gas is low, but I don't know how many miles I have because the screen is stuck on your windshield wiper fluid is low.
This guy knows more about his gut than his gas?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you need to know how much gas is in your car.
When he dropped me off, I wish I could call my brother right now. When he dropped me off, my brother was outside the hotel waiting for me. The guy gets out of the car and was talking to me and showing me all this shit. And he started bringing up, like, Hinduism, all this shit. Nice. Made me take down his number. Guy had a crazy name. And he was like, you need to do this. He's like, you need to learn how to control thinking with your gut. And I was like, dude, I wouldn't even know, like, where to begin with that.
Yeah.
And he literally, like, had the wires, and he was just like, this is what I do. It was insane.
People are so crazy. Like, bro, humans have been around for thousands of years, like, and that people just think that they have these new, like, just fucking live your life. I don't get why people are so, like, always so paranoid and care about what's going on in their body. Like, bro, shit, if shit starts breaking down, it's gonna be too late anyways.
Yeah, dude, he was saying how they cured HIV at the University of Southern California Medical School just by the methods he was talking about. Like, I don't know how to, like, say exactly how he was saying it because I don't do mushrooms like that. And he also said, like, he's a huge shroom guy. Go figure.
Yeah.
And he said something crazy to me when he got out, too. He's like, yeah, like I when I think with my gut or something, it's telling me, like, by the time I wave riding, he's opening up like he's opening up a wave riding facility.
Interesting.
Like an automated boogie boarding wave.
So you're like those ones where you just stay in the same spot?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So he said, like, he's waiting for his gut to tell him when to open it. And I'm like, I can't believe I survived this car ride. How are you going from being an Uber driver to opening up a wave pool company?
Wait, is it when he says his gut, is he talking about like his metaphoric gut or his actual gut?
His actual gut.
He knows you don't actually think with your gut, right?
No, but he was saying that your gut, I'm sure we could look it up, your gut actually has power over your body. Like there's shit in your gut.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I was
know,
like, dude, well, maybe you just ate a lot. You're full of shit.
Literally.
But he was saying that your gut has a vibe is what he was saying. And he said the funniest shit, dude. I actually used it in a tweet. He was like, when he got out of the car and he was like talking to me, like he was so enthusiastic. My brother was like, is everything, like texting me. I didn't see my phone, but he was texting me like, is everything okay? When he got out of the car, the first thing he did, he started slamming the side of his car with his hand. He goes, see this? And he's like, bang, bang, bang. And I was like, yeah. He's like, that's just a shade of light. He goes, everything is light. Everything is a shade of a light. He goes, this isn't real. He's like, hitting his car.
How long is your Uber? How'd you get to your personal existence that fast?
Dude, it all started. I told him, I'm afraid he's going to listen to this because I told him what I do. I can't remember whether I said the name of the show. Fuck it, dude. He asked me my major in college and I said film, even though it's like halfway true. I did like a BIS program, which is where like instead of one major, you do two little things. So like you were a real film major, right?
Yeah.
I was just filming. I don't know the other one. And he like freaked out. He like grabbed it back of the seat and he turned around. He's like, dude, I'm a writer. He was a writer and he had an IMDb. Like he was telling me how he turned down all this, like he had something with like a wild budget, like multi millions, and he turned it down because like the vibes were off or something.
Interesting.
And
I don't know how much. You can say whatever the fuck you
this
want.
This is a 45-minute Uber drive, by the way.
Oh god.
That's how long it was.
I mean, that makes sense, huh?
So it started with that, and then I don't know how it got to like vibes, but I think it started because I said like, yeah, like I do a podcast, but I enjoy talking. Like I struggle with like getting shit on paper, and then he started telling me like, no, you don't. Like no, that's like your don't think with your mind. You gotta think with your gut, and it all like blew up.
This guy loves his gut.
Yeah,
he might be onto something though.
I want to like I don't have my phone on me, but I want to like look it up like. What he's talking about. He said like your intuition can come from your stomach quicker than your brain or something. But then this is the same guy got out. He started slamming the side of his car. I'm not kidding. He goes, this is just light. This is light. This is a shade of light. This isn't real.
Like he's right, but like why is he telling you this? Guy, I'm in Florida. I just want to get fucking drunk.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking wild. He was a nice guy. Like, there's my phone below my fat leg. Hold on, let me look it up. But he was a nice guy. Like, I appreciate, like.
I like having interesting Ubers like that, though. Like, someone that's, you know.
Yeah, like he.
Like, he's, like he knows what he thinks.
Here's the thing. Like, he had a good heart. Like, he had good intentions. And he was really trying to help me. Like, he wasn't trying to scam me or anything like that. I thought like asking for my number was like excessive, but then I flipped it on him like real quick. I was like, oh, I already have my phone out. I'll take yours. Like just so.
A little bait and switch.
Yeah. But he had like a point to make where he was telling me that you can overcome shit through your body. I guess that was the message. I don't know. I don't know how he got to Hinduism because that popped out too. I don't exactly know what that is. I don't know what to Google for this. Heart. Like, what your gut...
I don't know really what this guy is like.
Gut intuition control. It's going to come up with like a Pepto-Bismol thing.
I was going to say, I typed in gut and it was like gut healthy foods.
Oh my God. How do I activate my gut instinct? A guide to developing intuition. 12 ways to tap into your inner knowing. What the...
I mean, that's why people say, like, you think you're, like, it's your gut feeling. I feel like everybody has that, though. Like, sometimes when I see, like, a hockey game or something, and I just think the game's going to go over. Like, that's my gut, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So I don't need to think about it. My gut just does it for me because I don't know. Maybe some people don't have that, though.
This one article just said, listen very closely to those little feelings that start in your tummy. See, like, right when it says tummy.
Tummy is
like
a word.
This is just some chick on Pinterest or something. Like, these are the voices who watch you. They're your guardian angels doing your thing. Okay.
Whoever wrote that keeps, like, crystals and stones in her bedroom.
Yeah. The psychology of intuition, trusting your gut. Yeah, this is like, this guy was on a whole new level, dude. This Google is not helping me. Like, this guy was so dialed.
Maybe he's the pioneer of it. Maybe he's like the Isaac Newton.
Dude, you should have seen the app he pulled up. It was a white screen, and it was like all these like rainbow, it looked like Rainbow Road in Mario. And he was like, see, watch this. And I was like, and he was doing something with these wires. And it was like, you got to get these two to line up. That's how you know that you're in line with something.
But to me, it's just like, it's that remind. I don't like ever. There's just like, there's always someone that thinks that they like have it figured out.
Right.
Like people like technology. I don't know. Like, that's why I don't, I'm not a big Apple Watch guy. Like, I don't need to know what's going on in my body all the time.
Could not agree more with you.
Like, I don't really understand. Like, people just really want to know all the time. And I'm a firm believer in ignorance is bliss, ignorance is piss. I'd rather not know anything.
Yeah, I'd rather not know why, like, I go to a girl's house and there's, like, size 52 men's sweatpants, like, draped over her bed.
I was yeah.
Like,
Yeah, exactly.
What's that about?
Yeah, who is this?
I thought we were dating.
I thought we've been dating for, like, 6 years.
Who's this guy? But, yeah, I think... I don't know. It was interesting. I think I just keep thinking about it, how crazy it was. It was like my first. I just got to Florida. Like, I just got there, dude.
The humidity down there, like, absolutely. It's like the same thing that happens here with Arizona people. Like, the humidity there absolutely does something to the people's brains.
Without a doubt.
Like, it has to.
That's why the girls are so much more fun.
You think so?
Yeah, they're more likely to be airheads.
Yeah.
Like, airheads are fun.
Yeah.
No, like,
especially the candy. Especially the candy, too.
Yeah.
Did you know that if everybody played rock, paper, scissors, shoot against each other in the world, you'd only have to win 33 times in a row to beat everybody?
What do you mean?
Because exponentially, it would... Like, you'd only have to win 33 times in a row to be the champion of the world.
Like, in a bracket tournament?
Yeah. Not like it wouldn't be bracket, I don't think. It would be like everybody in the
There'd be 33 rounds.
Yeah, like bump, 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 bump. And then like half the population is going to go right there.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just like exponentially. You'd have to win 33, which isn't like that egregious when you think about it.
Why don't they have a world championship for rock, paper, scissors?
That would be sick. And everybody has to participate.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. I mean, and who's the champion of the world?
That would be sick.
Because it wouldn't even take that. It would take long for everybody to get together. But the actual thing wouldn't take that long. It's only 33 times.
You have a big walkout song?
Yeah, everybody has their own song.
Oh,
it takes 4 billion years.
Do you go rock, paper, scissors, says shoot, or rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah, that's the right way.
Who says says?
People say that.
Rapists?
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot? That's whack.
That's the craziest shit I've ever heard.
That's disgusting.
When you did, what's that one with the tiger? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, yeah. Miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Out goes Y-O-U. It just end right there for you. And it's you. You're out. You're gone.
Mine was...
You is bad, right?
I think... Do you do the mother part, though?
My mother said to pick
the
very
best
one. And that one... You almost did only...
Is Y-O-U.
You is bad. Like, if you're... You don't want to be you, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But then people try to flip it.
Yeah, be like, no, it's me. No. That's why that should have been determined like by the government.
Who the fuck came up with eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
And
how do you even make up that scheme of words?
Yeah, and then how did eeny, meeny, miny, moe travel across the world without social media? Like, why was I doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and why were you doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe, but we never met each other and we never you would have never went to my school or anything like that. Like, it's crazy how shit used to, like, that why where it's like, if the teacher doesn't show up in 15 minutes, we all get to go home. Who the fuck's, there was just like some random kid named Kyle, like a super senior, created that rule one time, and then it just spread like wildfire.
Genius, yeah.
Such a genius thing to make up, too.
That is weird how, that is really weird how things like that, like rock, paper, scissor, what are some other ones?
What are some other ones?
There are some weird ones that spread, like that drawing, that S thing, you know that one?
The three lines on the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's another one.
That was like the most. That's like the most iconic image of all time, probably. The diamond S.
I'm gonna get a full backpack piece tattoo of that.
That'd be sick.
That would be sick, dude. That would be crazy. Like, there was nothing cooler than like teaching a girl how to draw that.
Yeah, and then all the girls knew how to make cootie catchers.
What's that?
It was like things do.
Oh, those fortune cookies.
Yeah, those little fortune things.
What was that again?
Pick a number. It'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then it'd be like, oh, you're gay.
Oh, you have to kiss. You have to Stacey.
Kiss. You have to kiss Stacey on her asshole.
Did you? I remember you used to be so scared of chicks, dude. Still am, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Did you get a New Year's kiss?
No. Well, I kissed myself in the mirror, but that's it.
Yeah, mine was a guy.
Oh right. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Fully making out with the guy. It was just, there was no one left.
Yeah.
We're looking out in the restaurant like, we have
to kiss. It's like when no one else has a partner in class.
We have to do this.
We have to. Legally, you have to kiss someone.
And in front of my mom, I was making out with this guy on New Year's. And I was like, I had to. It's bad luck if you don't have a New Year's kiss.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, why do you have a boner then?
It's bad luck if you don't
have a boner. He had soft lips.
Yeah, he had soft lips. My dick doesn't know that I'm kissing a man. Do your dick know that you're kissing a man? Like, if I kiss a man and I got hard, gay, I'm gay. It does. If you're gay, it does?
Yeah. What if your eyes were closed and you're getting some top and it's a guy? Would you be able to tell that?
Wait, yeah, like, does your dick know? Maybe that comes from your gut.
Unless you, like, felt his beard.
Yeah, but then what if it's just a girl with a beard? Happens all the time to me.
What if you're just like this and you're just like, is that a guy with a beard or is, like, this girl just have a cat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if you could tell. I bet you, like, a gay dude, you definitely know gay or straight. Like, there was a game show where your wank had to get sucked on.
Gay or straight?
Gay or straight?
Hi, I'm your host, Ryan Seacrest, and welcome to Gay or Straight. Where we're going to put someone's lips on your dick, and we're going to find out if you're gay.
That's genius.
And then the crowd goes, gay or straight? Gay or straight?
Gay or straight? And you put your dick through a glory hole.
Yeah, through a glory hole. The fans can see. The crowd can see if it's a guy. Wait a minute. How does that make sense? Because
no, the crowd has to be able to see.
You know it's a guy if there's a dick in your mouth. Wait, how does this work?
No, you're a guy. You're the contestant.
You
put your dick through a hole, and there's like a wall. And then...
Oh, you're trying to determine whose lip, what gender lips they are.
Yeah, on the other side. After... the beach, I don't know if it would get to, like, completion. But you would have to guess whether a guy or a girl just sucked your dick.
Okay.
And the crowd knows.
Is it bracket form? And it's like, who wants to be a millionaire? Can you
call a lifeline?
I was going to say, how that'd be an interesting concept to do a lifeline.
Calling in our blowjob correspondent.
Sharon something.
I bet you gay, you would never be able to tell if it was a girl or a gay dude. I bet you gay guys... be sucking.
Do you think you'd be able to tell if it was a girl or a straight dude, though? Like,
yeah.
A straight guy's lips, are they that much different than girls' lips?
I just think they wouldn't be as good at it. Mm. Like, I think you would tell, like, the skill.
Oh, the skill level is a good aspect of it, actually. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I think you would be able to tell the skill level of, like a guy that, like, goes to Buffalo Wild Wings and watches sports every weekend. Like, you would be like, that's a Buffalo Wild Wings blowjob.
Yeah. Also, it would be hard to get straight contestants to put a dick in their mouth on national television.
That's
one of
pickup.
The hard loopholes. Chocolate. Yeah. Yeah.
But a gay dude, I'm trying to figure out how to say this without being misogynistic. Like, if a guy and a girl were in a triathlon, a gay guy and a girl...
In a dickathlon.
Yeah, but a guy is still naturally more strong than a girl. So Right.
Yeah.
Like, biologically, the male body is more like, I don't know how to say in scientific terms because I'm fucking retarded, but, like, the guys are always stronger, right? Most of the time. Would that mean that gay dudes are better at blowjobs than straight women?
Probably suck it a little harder, probably.
There'd be more more suction?
Actually, I don't know.
I don't...
Because the lips is no...
Because girls are delicate.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I don't think they would be better at it necessarily. I think it'd just be different. Like, maybe it would be like someone hitting for average as opposed to home runs sort of thing. Like, it's just... It'd be a different blowjob.
Yeah, it would be... you're right, though. It would be... You notice the pressure.
Yeah.
I think.
That'd be such a good game show. Guy or strike.
And then if you guess girl and it's a guy, the whole crowd just rains down on you with slurs and they all have tomatoes to throw at you.
They throw tomatoes at you and they all chant the F word.
Bring back throwing tomatoes at people. Like, when did that start?
I wonder if it had anything to do with if like there was a surplus of tomatoes at that time, and then they were like, we got to find something to throw at people that suck. Because, like, why tomatoes, do you think, specifically? Maybe because it wouldn't...
Because they're soft and they still break?
So it wouldn't hurt the person, but it's embarrassing because it, like, goes...
Yeah, because if you threw an apple at somebody, that can really hurt.
You could fucking kill someone with an apple.
Yeah, or a potato. Tomato is actually a really good object to launch at somebody.
It actually might be the best. Actually, they might have got that right because it might have... I think it's a fruit, if I'm not mistaken.
There should be a stand-up comedy show, and it's called, like, Tomatoes. And it's an open mic. Anyone could sign up. But the crowd is armed with tomatoes. And if you bomb, like, they get to throw them at you. And the comics should, like, be well aware. Like, they know that. I think that would be funny.
That's an interesting concept.
I was actually going to go to an open mic tomorrow. I can't. But I was going to fuck around. I was going to fuck around and go to one. At Phoenix, what's it called? Copper Blues or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They have open mics every Thursday. And I was like, let me see what the talent pool is like in
Phoenix.
Probably
so bad.
You think?
I think one of the
hardest... Probably not good, right?
I mean, I think one of the hardest things to be is a stand-up comedian.
Hell
and
yeah.
I can't imagine that there's just... Like, I think it's... I think I'd be very surprised if I went to a random open mic and someone, like, has me laughing pretty hard.
Really?
Yeah, because I never meet funny people in real life. So, like, where are these funny people coming from? And, like, the hardest thing you can do is say... What makes, I think, stand-up comedy so hard is that you're basically telling someone, I'm going to make you laugh.
Mm.
Which I think subconsciously makes them not want to laugh.
Mm.
So I think I don't think there's anything harder than making someone laugh when you're on stage.
Oh, dude, stand-up comedy is, like, a gnarly career.
Yeah.
Like, that's a gnarly fucking career. I want to go, though. I want to see. I feel like I have to sneeze. I felt like this for the past 5 minutes is pissing me off, dude. This is what happens when I don't cold plunge.
There's, like, I think it's around 35% of the population has a thing where if you look, I'm one of them, that if you look up at the sun or a light, it helps you sneeze. There's like a,
fuck.
It's like only a percentage of people that works for.
I don't do it. Usually I go like.
You shake your head?
I shake it out.
You got one.
Fuck!
Oh, I thought you had it.
I thought I had it too.
Fuck.
Oh my God, dude. It's the one that got away. It's like every waitress I have on the weekend.
Yeah.
Fuck! It's like stuck in there.
It's like right at the... It's like right like where the roller coaster gets to the peak and it's about to turn down. Ah! Everybody's putting their hands in the air.
Fuck! I can't get it out.
That's why... Oh, God. That's got the worst feeling.
Dude, this sneeze is like right on... It's like right here.
So can you look up... Are you one of the light lookers? Does that help you?
I hate lights. I I think it's from... Oh, my God, dude. I think... I think... You know how they say, like, getting concussions? I'm actually light sensitive. Like, I'm not trying to be... I hate even admitting that I had concussions in hockey because everyone thinks, ooh, you fucking run into these douchebags that play like Division IV high school hockey and you're like, yeah, I had 17 concussions my senior year. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
I had like real concussions, hospitalized, like days where I couldn't even get out of my bed because it hurt. And I'm really bad with light. I've always been like that. I don't know if I... I remember in Jamie's basement, dude.
You used to hate the light.
Yeah, because the can lights in his basement, I have a real bone to pick with Jamie's parents. There's so many of them. You don't need that many.
Yeah.
And I used to like sit there with a pillow over my head or like a hat. I always wear my hat low, but because my face is so fucking hideous. But like even in hockey when I was playing at Mullet, it is so bright in there. It was like affecting. I needed a tinted visor.
Yeah, that's.
But anyway, what were we talking about right before the gay game show? Oh, stand-up comedy. I don't know where that sneeze went. Still in me. I could feel it. I could sneeze it on my butt.
Imagine do you think the world would be any different if when you sneezed it sounded like you farted, but when you farted it sounded like you sneezed?
Yeah.
Like I was like
yeah, people would be like afraid to sneeze in public.
So you think the sound of the fart is a large portion of why people are embarrassed to do it, not the smell per se?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why I'm tearing this up. This is a nervous habit. I don't know why. Is that true if you like this with their fucking, like, let's say you take a girl out to coffee and she's like crumpling up the straw wrapper. Does that mean she's nervous?
Yeah, I mean, you're the most handsome man she's ever seen.
Yeah, I want to, like what you said, like, is there really open micers that can have me howling?
I just feel like I would be very surprised personally, but maybe I'm wrong.
But what if there's like up and coming talent, like, the stand-up comedy scene's very weird because you have people that are mainstream that are really funny. You have underground people that are really funny that for some reason they never make it. And then you have like people that will do stand-up comedy in just Phoenix and like kill the scene in Phoenix, yeah, but they don't go anywhere else.
That's true.
It's like very underground.
Yeah.
I want to go. I'm going to try. I can't open mics on Thursdays and I can't tomorrow. Like I said 7 times already, but I want to go. I want to see.
I'll get up there. What's the deal with fucking?
Would you actually get up there?
If I had some material, like I have some, but like not, like I don't know if it would be like fun. I don't know.
We should go. We should go and tell people that we're going, and all of a sudden, just be like, why is there a lot of people here? Just make it like our own thing. People will show up, dude. I'll tell you right now, dude. Fucking New York, I was like, bro, I'm like looking at the downloads of our show and like comparing it to the amount of people that are like saying hi to me. And it's just like, they're hiding our numbers, I think.
I think they are too. I don't think they want to see us win.
Like even on YouTube, our YouTube videos don't get that much, like a couple thousand. Like how is it possible then if I'm in airports and people are recognizing me?
Yeah.
There's a billion people in the airport. There's millions of people in the country.
They were at the bar. And a bunch of Concord kids recognized me.
See?
Yeah.
Like, something's going on with our numbers. 8 of them. 8 of them?
Yeah. It was a ton.
That's like half our listeners right there.
At the draft. Getting blitzed.
In Concord, nonetheless.
Yeah. What's the...
Motherfuckers be saying nonetheless. Were they cool?
Yeah.
Everyone I meet is cool, dude. I've only met one not cool kid that we've talked about before, but everyone else is like...
Yeah, I don't think I've met anyone that was like this person.
Like a dickhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, everyone, I feel like I'm too friendly. Like, I don't know how to, like, shut it off. Because one kid at MSG, he goes, it was actually funny. He's like, yeah, I have a problem with you guys. And I was like, what? And he's like, I ordered a hat, but I didn't realize they were flat brim. I thought they were curved. And the first thing I wanted to say is, you could just curve the brim, yeah. Right? But I just said, yeah, we're trying to, like, get more of a Dominican audience. Because Dominican guys wear flat.
Yeah.
I was like, we're trying to like get more Dominican baseball players to listen to us. And he thought it was funny. But I thought that was funny that he bought merch. And I was like more inclined to like talk to this kid all night. Yeah. And I wonder at some point in his head, he was just like,
all right, enough.
Leave me alone.
That'd be pretty funny to get to the point where it's like the tables are switched. You're like.
I think it happened to me in Vegas at the Raiders game. This one kid came up to me, bought me a beer. And his other buddy, I don't remember if he listened or not, but he was like, yo, to his buddy. He's like, yo, we have really good seats. Like, we should leave. I was talking the whole time. But
that's funny as fuck.
Yeah. I'm not in a position. I'm not fucking Joe Rogan. I don't have the credential to be like, oh, yeah, nice to meet you. Turn and walk away.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, big time. Because if you do that, that means.
It's like Leo.
Yeah, that means you're kind of big time.
Yeah, like so many people are coming up to you where you came and talked to people. It's crazy.
it's a weird dynamic, though, because 99% of the population, more than that, no one comes up to you and fucking say, no strangers come up to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird experience. It's, like, a good one. I always say that. It's a weird experience, but it's a good one. Like, I always encourage people to say what's up. Like, people message me, yo, I saw you at Ice Den. I didn't want to bother you. Bro, you're never bothering me. But it's funny how weird it is because other people can't relate to that. Like, can any of your friends relate to 8 people coming up to you and be like, that are total strangers and being like, yo, I love your stuff. It's cool. But that's like if you work at State Farm, no one's coming up to you and being like, yo, I really like that policy you issued recently.
Except they should. They should.
They
yo,
should.
I love that policy you got me.
It's a dope policy, dude. Can I get a pic? But it's something you have to adjust. It's something you have to like be aware of.
Yeah.
I get nervous. I'm like, I don't want to seem like an asshole to these people.
I just want people to think, like, oh, he's uglier than he looks. He doesn't look that ugly on camera. What the hell?
Yeah, that's, it's interesting. It's going to, like, when we have our live show, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We fun. Might have to do, regardless, it's going to be Toronto or Buffalo, but.
Toronto, Buffalo, or Schenectady, New York.
Yeah, or Binghamton.
Or White Plains.
Can we intentionally do a place that like no one comes?
Yeah, let's do it in like
Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee.
Just rent out an arena. Just have nobody there. Toronto live show, probably going down. Might be in Buffalo. Might have to be in Buffalo, but I think Toronto.
Fingies crossed.
We might be at 3 hours over there.
I can't even tell.
An hour and 16, I think.
Damn. Makes you think.
What does it make you think about?
I don't know. Where's the time go?
Where does the time even go these days? Speaking of that, my cousin having a kid really like set the clock on me.
Put like your biological clock?
My family. My.
When are you going to have a grandkid?
When are you going to give me a grandkid, man? When I start fucking.
When are you going to settle down? Sheila, I've been getting so much top, it's crazy. I'm not settling down.
And Sheila, I only tell bitches I want top.
Yeah, I'm a top-only guy.
I don't have time for fucking. I just want the top.
I've never had sex. I've only gotten top.
That would be so cool.
If you were strictly a top guy.
Just top.
Like, you never even had the urge to try sex. You're just like, I'm only a blowjob guy.
Just top. Get out.
I'm a top guy. Topman. Top shop.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
I just looked directly at that girl's ass. Like, I looked this way, and my eyes just went right to a butt.
I'm actually going to take a picture of that, make it my background.
I forget that that's there sometimes.
Yeah.
I forget that it says tweet that on there. Who are those biddies? And they're all wearing wet jeans. There's, like, a lot of things about the picture that, like, you have to look at. Like, there's a Jaeger bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm too busy looking at that girl's ass to notice the Jaeger bottle.
And then, like, that Armenian-looking chick has her fingers in her drink.
Where's that? Oh, shit. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
And then the volleyball or beach ball says tweet that on it.
That's pretty good shit.
What else do we not realize about that? There's a floating pair of jeans. Watch this on YouTube, you jackass, if you're not watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
What else?
Would you put that on a shirt?
Yeah, we should. We should just do it. We should just do it now.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
F it.
All right, everybody.
Thanks for tuning. Thank you for spooning. Have a great week and enjoy your somethings.
Enjoy whatever the fuck you're doing.
Whatever you're doing, just enjoy it.
Yep.
And this is episodes brought to you by Enjoy, like the skateboarding brand.
Is that the one with the panda?
Yeah, I used to rock that shit all the time.